We're going to head out to Muncie and be joined by Ball State head coach Mike New. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time and congratulations on an impressive 27-20 road win at Northern Illinois. And after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the victory by your Cardinals.
You know, obviously really proud of the team. It certainly wasn't a start that any of us envisioned as we're, you know, obviously preparing the morning of the game the day before, going through the openers and all that, and then obviously pulling in on the bus. That's certainly not the start any of us visualized, but I'm really proud of the team and what I consider just the find-a-way attitude at halftime and then the find-a-way attitude in the second half in some really tough conditions, because for about 2.5 quarters, it rained pretty heavily, and so really proud of our guys, the way they handled that and the way we fought back, because, you know, the second half we threw the ball 3 times and finished the game rushing the ball on 60 attempts, and just proud knowing that, you know, we were kind of going to be one-dimensional because of the weather, and I thought our defense was outstanding the way they performed in the second half, forcing 3 turnovers. And then the special teams, you know, special teams is not going to get enough credit, but just to be able to operate the way that our special teams did in the rainy conditions, you know, the operation of the, you know, the field goal team with the snap, the hold, the kick in some tough conditions to make 4 field goals, and, you know, just the coverage units, the punt team. So really proud of just the overall operation of that unit along with the defense in the second half. And then our guys finding a way. Big win on the road. First time for us to have the Bronze Stalk Trophy back here in Muncie and, you know, obviously 10 years. So great win, great way for us to get the MAC season started.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, getting you outscored NIU 24-3 in the second half, including 21 unanswered points, despite not completing a single pass after the halftime break. You know, just talk about the uniqueness of this game and how. I don't know if you'd script that, could you?
Well, no, and obviously you always talk. We knew, you know, as the week was going along and our preparation was going along, obviously there was rain in the forecast. You never know for sure. You put a game plan together, but we tried to do the best job we could in practice of practicing with a wet ball, practicing in some tough conditions, knowing that that's the hand that we could be dealt. And obviously when you have a bye week between games, we were able to focus on some of that. But, you know, you never know for sure until it happens during the course of the game. And so when it started to rain the way it did about halfway through the second quarter, and that continued pretty heavily until about the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game, you know, we felt strongly, even though the first half was not a good half of football, the last drive offensively, you know, in the first half, the last play of the first half for us, the quarterback scrambled, fumbled, but we moved the ball, you know, in a kind of a 2-minute type situation at the end of the first half. We moved the ball running in some tough conditions, so we felt strongly that, you know, about our run game, about our offensive line, about our running back, Caleb Huntley, and about the quarterback making good decisions, getting us in and out of run plays at the line of scrimmage. And so you certainly don't script that. And when you're down the way you are at halftime, those odds certainly are stacked against you, especially with the weather. But our special teams established field position, and then the defense maintained that for the better part of the third quarter. And then we took advantage of it. You know, they had 2 fumbles there that we were able to take advantage of, and obviously having another turnover there on an interception. And our guys did a great job, and, you know, obviously we came up with points when we needed them and to put together a second half like that. Really proud of the guys for just having that find-a-way attitude.
Talk about the effectiveness and the productivity of Caleb Huntley with his 35 carries for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, obviously Caleb Huntley is a special player, and you know, to be a 225-pound running back that's got very good speed, and you know, he did a great job taking care of the ball because everybody in the building, everybody in the stadium knew that the ball was going to be in his hands. You know, he played 41 snaps and 35 of them were carries, and so they knew it was going to be in his hands. But in those conditions, for him to take care of the ball the way that he did, there was a physical game. There was a lot of physical runs that, you know, he pounded out some tough yardage. Obviously, he broke a big one there for a 45-yard touchdown in the second half. But just knowing that the game was going to go in his hands and go through him in the second half, I thought he really just got stronger and stronger as the game went on. You know, as there were times when he had to grind out some tough short gainers, and then obviously he broke a couple. So, you know, we're obviously, you know, not a secret. We want to be able to get the ball in his hands as much as we possibly can, be able to establish a run. You know, because it sets up everything else for us. And obviously the other day the weather dictated that was how the game was going to be played there in the second half.
Looking ahead to this coming Saturday, another challenge with heading on the road to Eastern Michigan. When you look at film, talk about the challenge you'll see from the Eagles.
You know, that's the beauty of this conference. It's only going to get tougher every week. And, you know, Eastern Michigan's coming off a tough loss to Central, but it's a good football team that play very consistent. Obviously, a couple weeks back, they had a huge win over Illinois, had a last-second victory against Central Connecticut at home. So it's going to be a good football team. Obviously, they're going to be disappointed coming off the loss, you know, on Saturday. So we're going to get their best effort. Obviously, for us, it's about making sure we have a great week of preparation. You know, last week is over. We got to do everything in our power Monday. Since it's Monday, we got to make sure that we're doing everything we can to get ourselves ready to go. A lot of that's going to be involved in making sure we get the recovery phase, because it was a very physical game, a lot of guys with bumps and bruises, but making sure we get ourselves where we need to be. And it starts with having a great week of practice, because it certainly doesn't get any easier. And when you're going on the road again to play a good team like Eastern, we've got to be at our best.
What can a win like last week at NIU do and springboard for your Cardinals as you get into league play?
A lot of confidence, you know, and we got to build on that. You know, Northern was a defending Mid-American Conference champion. I know they've had some changes to their program, but they've been very consistent as a program for a long time. And to win on the road at their place, it certainly can be a big momentum boost for us, a confidence builder. And so, you know, our guys know that, but at the same time, it's all about making sure that we keep putting in the work in, because you got to be consistent every day in how you come to work, whether it's film, whether it's lift, whether it's a meeting, whether it's practice. And so that's a goal for us. Our guys got a lot of mature guys that played a lot of games, so they've handled it awesome. Sunday, it was right back to business as usual. We watched the game, made the corrections, but it was on to Eastern Michigan right away. And so, you know, obviously we're going to build on that, but we got to go back and get to work here, because we still have a lot of things to clean up on our end.
Well, Mike, congratulations on your victory. We'll let you get back to preparation for Eastern Michigan, and wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mike. Again, for Mike New and the Ball State Cardinals, coming off a 27-20 win at Northern Illinois. In that contest, again, running back Caleb Huntley, 35 carries for 157 yards and two touchdowns. And kicker Ryan Rimmler, career-high 4 field goals made in that victory for Ball State. They will be on the road at Eastern Michigan this coming Saturday, October 12th, that game at 2 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN+.